Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for January 11th in the year 2023. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to please keep in mind. Number one, try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted. Please try to quiet your phones, your radios, your televisions, any conversations you're having. Please try to do that when we unmute the lines, especially for prayer requests. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise from Deacon Parrish Rembert.
Good evening, First Baptist members and friends. We are mighty glad to be a part of the prayer service one more time. And we thank God for this opportunity, and we thank Him for all of His goodness. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You for another day that You have allowed us to see. Thank You, Father God, for keeping us from our early existence to this present time. Knowing, Lord God, that we haven't done all that we should have done, nor we have did all that You have asked us to do. But Lord God, I'm so thankful that You're such a forgiving God, that You have forgiven us for all of our shortcomings and our wrongdoing, and You allowed us to go on a little while longer. So, Father God, we give thanks for all the people that You have put in my life along this journey. And I thank You, Father God, for all the people that is working to help us to be able to have a prayer service as we do. And we pray Your blessing upon them all. And we ask You, Father God, to be with us all and bless us in a mighty way. For Father God, for we are being attacked on every side by the devil. But Lord God, I hear a clear voice saying, hold on and steadfast, I got your back. And I believe that that is the voice of God. And I know because, Father God, that the thing that He has done and He is doing for me right now. So I praise His holy name tonight. And I thank Him for all that He has done and all that He is doing for me and my family. Thank You, Father God, for keeping us. Because, Lord God, every time we turn around, there's something else going on. But we're not worried. Because we know God is on our side. We thank Him for the First Baptist Church family, the preachers that You have put in the way, like Reverend Young, to carry on for our faithful pastor, Reverend Tucker. And we ask You, Father God, to continue to watch over and keep him under Your protective care. Lord God, be with all the ministers of First Baptist Church and all other ministers all over the city. Lord God, help us to carry on the ministry that's been assigned for each one to do. We pray Your blessing upon the sick tonight and the bereaved, asking You, Father God, to be with them. Heal and deliver only as You can. Comfort. And we pray for the young people, Lord God. I ask You, Lord God, to keep Your head of protection around them, Lord God, to protect them from all harm and danger. We pray for our city leaders and everyone who is in a decision-making position. I ask You, Father God, to touch them and let them know, Lord, that regardless of who they think they have to look up to here on earth, there is a greater God that they need to look up to and adhere to. So So, Lord, we thank you, and we praise your holy name. We pray your blessing upon this service tonight. And, Father God, in everything that goes on tonight, we pray that it be pleasing in your sight, Lord, Father God, and it would inspire somebody who is got on the line tonight looking for a blessing. And, Lord, so when we leave tonight, we all can say, thank God we was in the prayer service one more time. We thank you, and we praise your holy name. We ask that you bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Our scripture reading tonight will come from Sister Billie Jean Armstrong.
Good evening, Reverend Tucker and Saints. I will be reading from The Way, and that's one of the series of the Living Bible, will be Psalms 150. Hallelujah! Yes, praise the Lord. Praise him in his temple and in his heaven he made with mighty power. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise his unequal greatness. Praise him with the trumpet and with the lute and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and processional. Praise him with the stringed instruments and horns. Praise him with the cymbals, yes, loud, clanging cymbals. Let everything alive give praises to the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thus ended the reading of the inspired word from the Lord.
We will now have a prayer from Deacon Reginald Williams.
Good evening, First Baptist. Almighty God, we come to you this evening with so much on our minds that we are prayerful for and need to pray about. We're grateful once again to have this opportunity just to talk to you about some of the things that we're so deeply concerned about. We have an immense amount of gratitude towards how you've continued to keep us and walk with us, watch over us. And we know that we have sidestepped some many things that you have kept from hurting us and harming us. We ask for your continued vigilance in our lives, Father. We ask that you continue to watch over the changing landscape in our lives. It changes in so many ways. Our young people are undergoing changes that we didn't go through in our lives. Their lives are being corrupted and tempted and cut short almost on a daily basis. Families have to change to adjust to the loss of our young people. They have to change to the struggles that have now been added to their lives. We have to adjust to the changes in our world, Father, as we are still plagued by war and strife and confusion and chaos. We know, Lord, that the devil is busy and that is his goal, that is his aim, to keep our world in that state. But we ask for your continued watchful eye over us, Father. Father, we have change in our church. We have changes in leadership. We have changes in every aspect of how we're going to do things from now on. And so we ask that you continue to watch over us there. Help us not to fear this change, but to embrace it, Father, as we embrace you. Give us the strength to rise above every situation and every challenge that is set before us. But in this period of change, we try to remember that you have a plan for our life. We don't know what that is, but we know that you have a plan for us, and it will outweigh anything that we see that is set before us now. So we're faithful, Father, and we're grateful, Father. We ask that you continue to watch over our sick and shut in as they have continued to fight through the last 4 years of this pandemic.
Brother Reggie, I think we lost you. Are you still on the line?
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, when did you stop hearing me?
Just a few minutes ago.
Oh, I don't know where I was in my prayer when you
I believe you were praying for the children at that point, Reggie. Oh. And then you disappeared on us.
Oh, I don't know what happened. That was kind of early on. Well, I'll try to repeat all that I said, but the Lord put those words in my mouth, and I would ask that he try to do it again, but I don't know if I can. I was praying for our children and the fact that their lives are being continuously challenged and corrupted and snuffed out on a seemingly regular and daily basis. Father, we are undergoing such a change in our world right now because we are still stuck in a state of chaos and strife and war. And so we are constantly asking people to change. We're undergoing changes in our church, Father, because we are going through new leadership. We have to seek and embrace this change, Father. We ask that you strengthen us and encourage us and not let us be fearful and anxious of the changes that we're going to go through, but allow us to remember that you are with us as we do this. Father, we know that there is a plan that you have for us. We don't know what that is, but we know that your plan is to prosper us. And so we're grateful in that knowledge, Father, that through all the changes that we're continuing to go through in our lives, that you will be there with us. We ask for your blessing in the changes that our society has dealt with in the last 4 years of pandemic. We now have to function in a different way. We have to be more cautious about so many things. So we ask that you give us the patience, Father, to do that. Give us the diligence, Father. Give us the courage, Father, to accept these new things as part of our new reality. We ask you, Father, to continue to bless those new leaders in our church as they now go through the changes that you set before them in their lives, that they will come and lead us from this point. It's in Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer.
Thank you.
Deacon Bruce Roberson will lead us in prayer.
Good evening, First Baptist. It's a wonderful opportunity on this Wednesday night to come together one more time. I heard a song early this week. It says, Jesus is on the line. Tell him what you want. Let us look to the hills from which cometh our help, and our help cometh from the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to praise you right now, Father. Thank you for another opportunity to gather together as First Baptists and as friends and visitors to just uplift your name, God, because you've been so good to us. You are so powerful and so awesome that, Lord, we just thank you for this new day. Thank you for the newness of this new month. Thank you for the newness that we're about to experience in First Baptist leadership. Thank you for the newness that you just bring each and every day to us, Lord. And we're just so thankful and grateful that we can just come close to you right now, Lord, just to worship you and to adore you and to be your children, the ones that you've called to just be close to you, God. We know that there's many things that you've asked us to do that we probably didn't do or should have done, and we ask for forgiveness tonight, Father. We know that we sometimes push things aside when we should step up. So, Father, I pray right now that everybody can step up and be a part of the solution and a part of being in your care. Thank you for loving us, Father. You're such a loving Father that every time we just look around, there's new mercies, new grace, that just things we don't even know that there, but because you care, Lord, you make it possible. Because they say that all things are possible, those who believe. And, Father, we come with the faith that we can just do anything through you. We know that, Father, you are our fortress. You are our strong tower of strength. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for supplying our needs, Father. And, Father, in these days of distraction and just deceit and so many distorted things, Father, we don't even need to mention them, but you know all about them, Father. But we know that we have to focus on what you do, Lord. We know that you can provide. We know that you can protect. We know that you can deliver, Father. And that's why we have hope and trust in you, Lord, because we don't trust in man. Because we know that this world is fading, Lord, but we know that what you offer is everlasting. And, Father, we come right now just thanking for this opportunity that you're always there with us, Lord. And, Father, we help us to inspire others, Lord. Help us to be a strong witness in the world that we can tell everybody about your Son, Jesus Christ, for what he did on Calvary, Father. We don't take it lightly, Father, because we know that each one of us have a cross to bear, and we should not run away from whatever it is that you want us to do. And, Father, we're so thankful that we can be in this service one more time. Father, we know that we need more wisdom. We pray that you give us the wisdom and the guidance and the directions. You're such a loving Father that we know that everything comes through you, Father, and we just thank you right now. Be with our speaker tonight, Father. Give us a word that we can just continue to just build on, because we're here to build your kingdom here on earth, Father. And we know that many of us are so torn up about what's happening in our communities and what's happening to our young people, Father. Just put a hedge of protection around them. Even though the news sounds so bleak, we can see things that are so encouraging because we see newness of life. Every day I see newness of life because I know you're there and I can witness for what you're doing in our lives, what you're doing in our lives, and what you're going to do, Father, because we know that you're coming back. And Father, we just thank you tonight. Thank you for First Baptist. Thank you for the members, Father. Keep us strong. Keep us prayed up, Lord, that we can come together in a setting like this and know that you are with us because your presence is here tonight, Father, and we draw real close to you, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for just being who you are. You're so awesome. Father, we ask that you continue to just keep our sick and shut-in numbers in your care. You know all about them, Father. Help our bereaved families. Comfort them, Lord. And whatever it is that you see fit for us to do, Father, lead us that we can do those things. And we'll come together as a church family and be strong. And we thank you in the powerful name of Jesus. I pray. Amen.
Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Brother Llewellyn McIntyre, who was a member of the First Baptist Church Men's Ministry and Faith Circle.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Praise God, First Baptist. Thank you for this opportunity to come to share with you tonight. It's Wednesday. We call Wednesday hump day. We came Sunday. We gathered Sunday in the physical building, and we had a wonderful service by our own Reverend Peggy Miller. Now we're here today. We gather here today. Some of us may be down. Some of our spirits may be low. And I'm hoping to give you a word to get you through the rest of the week until we meet again in the physical building on Sunday. We've heard all the things that's happening in our world. Our youth are gone astray. A 13-year-old, 4 o'clock in the morning, got shot and killed, breaking in somebody's car. Sometimes we think all the news is bad, but we're here tonight, and we come to lift up his name and sing praises and gather one more time. You know, we're in perilous times. You know, it's been mentioned about the pandemic, where we're only coming into the physical building one day a week. But this is an opportunity for us to get together. We all have different challenges and burdens. But above all, we all know that God is in charge. So we come tonight to just lift up his praises. And we ask him for prayer for all our sick members to shut in. Ask him prayer for our city, the leadership, Father God, you know. We've got people marching in the streets. The mayor and the police chief challenged on every end. Gun violence is going astray, Father God. But at the end of the day, we know who's in charge, and we just come tonight to continue to praise you. Lift up your name, Father God. You heard the prayers, Father God. We come just to encourage you, each other, Father God. Continue to pray for our pastor, Father God, and all the leaders and membership of the staff, Father God. Pray for all the new officers that are starting this new year off, 2023, the new officers of the church, Father God. Give them courage and strength to continue on, Father God. Pray for our church, Father God. Pray for the committees that were in the process of picking our new shepherd, Father God. Pray for our new shepherd, whoever he or she may be, that they come in and continue to lead the First Baptist Church. We've been a church for over 150 years and counting, Father God. So we continue to ask that we stay strong, support the community. We ask that we continue to go out in the community and encourage one another, Father God, and lift each other up, Father God. Keep us, Father God, through these perilous times, Father God, because we know and we see the evidence of your power, your love, and your grace for your people, Father God. We don't know what each member is going through or what's happening in each member's lives or families, Father God, but we know at the end of the day that you are in charge, and we ask you to continue to look over us as a church, as a people, as a nation, as a country, Father God. We ask that you continually pray for us and heal us, Father God, as we pray for the ones who have gone astray, Father God. It's been mentioned several times about our young people, Father God. But sometimes, Father God, it's our job to show the young people which way to go. And hopefully the young people will see in our lives the light that you put in our lives. They can see it shining brightly and come around, Father God, and stop all the senseless acts of violence, Father God, because we know who's in charge, and we know you, your people, who are called by your name, will come and serve you, and people will see your light in our lives, Father God, as we continue to go forward, Father God. We pray for the day that the pandemic will ease and we can get back to a normal life, Father God. These are the things we're looking for, hope for, and we're praying for daily, Father God. So we continue to lift you up. Have your way, your will, Father God. Pray for the leaders at First Baptist Church. Pray for each and every member and all the families at First Baptist Church, Father God. Continue to strengthen us as we move forward and do your way, your will, and your work, Father God. These things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. The lines will be open for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation for Brother McIntyre's prayer and plea. The lines will be open for 20 seconds.
Thank you, Reverend McIntyre, for that wonderful prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you.
Excellent.
Continue to. Thank you. Thank you.
Continue to let God use you. Thank you so much. Okay, before we move into the final phase of our prayer service, I have a few announcements to make. Number one, Sister Nia's band needs our prayers for traveling mercy and protection over her as she prepares to travel with her scholars program to Vietnam this Friday, January 13th through the 20th, and then 2 days later she will travel to Paris to study abroad until mid-May. So please pray for Sister Nia Span, who is the daughter of Deacon Thomas and Deaconess Sharon Span. She's the granddaughter to Sister Judy Span. So pray for her and all of our young people as they venture near and far to take advantage of the wonderful opportunities that God has so graciously blessed them to have. Yes. The Choose Healthy Life Initiative at First Baptist Church is having a Blueprint for Wellness event this Sunday, January 15th, immediately following our 10 a.m. service. This is a Quest-sponsored wellness event in which you will receive a free-of-charge health screening to identify your risk for heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, and obesity. So start the new year taking charge of your health. You will receive a comprehensive report 2 weeks after the event in which you can share with your doctor to start your road to wellness. If you don't have a doctor or insurance, you will be able to receive assistance for those two things. For more information, please reach out to Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry at 301-537-0499. Again, that's Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry at 301-537-0499. The next First Baptist Church Youth Ministry meeting is Monday, February 16th at 7 p.m. Sister Karima Robinson will send out a Zoom link prior to the meeting. The Deaconess Ministry presents Praying Women of God Virtual Tea on January 28th at 1 p.m. at First Baptist. All women of First Baptist are invited. A link will be sent out closer to the event date. If you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to the chairperson for this event, Deaconess Deborah Bridgman, or you can reach out to Deaconess Brenda Roberson, who is the president of the Deaconess Ministry, or Deaconess Yvonne Harris, who is the vice president. Do you know where you will be at 6 p.m. on Friday, March 17th? I know where I will be. I will be at Martin's Crosswinds, helping to celebrate our pastor's birthday and his anniversary. So, persons who have paid for their pastor's appreciation and birthday gala tickets in full may pick up their tickets at the conclusion of Sunday's worship service. Members of the Commemoration Committee are available at every service to receive your payments for your gala tickets. This event is formal. Remember, all tickets must be paid in full by February 12th. If you have any questions, please contact Sister Dana Anderson at 202-524-0749. Again, that number is 202-524-0749. And lastly, this is a very special prayer request for Brother Eric Williams. He is the youngest son of the late Deaconess Lorraine Williams, and he is Sister Darlene Williams' youngest brother. Eric will be having surgery tomorrow. Eric was diagnosed sometime last year with tongue cancer, and he's already undergone chemo and radiation treatment, and his surgery tomorrow is to remove a small section on his tongue that did not respond well to those treatments. So please, let's lift up Darlene Williams and her family, especially her brother Eric, who will be having surgery tomorrow. You know, Darlene is one of the first persons that I call when I'm going through something and I need someone to pray for me. And although God has blessed her to be a very powerful prayer warrior, all warriors need some fortification from their troops every now and then. So I'm asking you to reach out to Sister Williams and let her know how much you're thinking about her and that you will be praying for her and her brother Eric. Thank you so much. We will now proceed with our remarks and prayers from Reverend Dr. Emmett S. Young III.
Thank you very much, Sister Tinsley, and thank you for all that you've laid before us and leading and guiding tonight through our prayer service, our prayer experience. We thank God for all who have been on the program this evening, offering sincere, heartfelt prayers, scriptures. We sincerely thank God for our inspirational moment by Brother McIntyre, who poured out his heart in thanksgiving and prayer and praise unto God. Please continue to govern yourselves accordingly for all the things that we've already heard this evening. We don't want to belabor the point of the moment. We, of course, are still fasting, and we'll be fasting until Saturday the 14th. And, of course, Saturday the 14th at 9 o'clock a.m. is our church meeting in person and on Zoom. So you can join us for this hybrid experience. The letter for the church went out earlier today. And so the link for that, if you want to join by Zoom, is in that email. So please make sure that you see that. Our reports from ministries presenting on that day are due into the church office by tomorrow. So we definitely want to get those in so we can have all the information that we need for our congregation. This Sunday is coming and approaching. And as we make ourselves ready for it, it is our acknowledgement of leaders and installation of leaders for 2023. We're going to be doing that. It is a jam-packed Sunday. We also will pay tribute to the life and contributions of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and our preacher for the worship experience is going to be Reverend Dr. Wallace C. Baxter III, pastor of Second Baptist Church in Southwest. So please join us on January the 15th to celebrate MLK Day, certainly to celebrate what God is doing in the life of our church and the leaders and the installation, and also stay afterward. You've already heard Sister Tinsley talk about the blueprint for wellness health screening. I'm not going to continue, just say what she has said. She has said it eloquently, but we definitely want you all to tweet it out, text it out, go to social media, you know, invite somebody, but come yourselves to that wonderful experience where we will be able to have health screenings. All right. Also, just to once again a reminder, it was in a letter last week. It's in a letter this week. Our church office is open Mondays through Thursdays at 10 o'clock a.m. until 2 o'clock p.m. So if you need any information or need to give information, please make sure that you give us a call, 202-541-5000. Or if you have anything you can write, you want to send in, you can send it to info@fbcwdc.org. Please continue to pray for all of our sick and shut-in members. You heard just a few that we are praying for, Sister Williams' brother, and like I said, so many others. We're thankful for what God has done in the life of Deacon Riddick's brother in healing, and we thank God for traveling mercies for him. And for those that we know that maybe have not been broadcast, have not been published in the public realm, of those individuals that are hurting and in pain, or even those that have had wonderful, wonderful faith triumphs, but we kept it to ourselves. But we know that God knows about it. So whatever it is, whoever you're thinking about, whatever has touched your heart, we trust and know that God is a healer, God is a provider. God will give us exactly what we need. In the Word, he says, my grace is sufficient for you. So we trust in God's grace and his love. That wonderful psalm writer reminded us that if we continue to trust in God, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As we think about these things and think about those who have been affected by different societal issues, from shootings, different violence, to hunger issues, to drug cartel issues, to all the things that we see on the news, from our own political system, for our city and the things that we know about, we want to take you to the Lord in prayer, locally, not just nationally, the things that are going on even in your life. We want to take it to the God, excuse me, take it to the Lord in prayer. So we're going to open up the mics for 20 seconds, and please, 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 ma'am, please, sir, that as you lift it up before God, trust that the Lord hears your prayer. The mics will now be open for 20 seconds.
Pray, I pray for the Blue family. I pray for my family. I pray for my son, Charles Blue. Pray for each and every member of First Baptist. Pray for
gracious God, we thank you. Lord, we magnify your holy name. We thank you, God, for the blessings of being able to come together on this Wednesday night experience. God, our hearts have been heavy because of the different, various things that have gone on in society, the things we see on the news, the conversations we hear at work, the things that happen in our own lives. Lord, when we come to church, when we're online, people don't know the things that we've gone through during the week, the issues with our family, our children, our grandchildren, the issues with our cars, the things that happen in our houses, water heaters breaking, HVAC systems not working right. And then, God, on top of all that, there are those of us who have gotten sick in the season. RSV, COVID still plagues us. And then on top of that, we're treated to all this news about violence, from six-year-olds taking guns to school, shooting a teacher, to young people in our own community being gunned down senselessly over and over and over again. The cycle seems to never end. And yet, God, here we are in prayer meeting because we believe in the power of prayer. We know that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so, God, we have humbled our hearts to come before you this evening, trusting, God, that every request that has been uttered out, that you have not only heard it, but you will answer it according to your will. Lord, we pray that you would give us strength to whatever your will may be. We would be patient in it, that we would trust you in it. Because sometimes, God, your will renders us asking why. Your will renders us thinking, really? Your will, even though we know it's what's best, can sometimes have our finite humanity swimming upstream. And yet, God, we still trust in you. So, Lord, we pray, God, that even as you accomplish your will, that we are patient and we believe that everything is working together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose, your purpose, God. So we've come tonight. We've come, Lord God, praying for our own young people in our church, for young Sister Fan who will be traveling abroad, those other young people, that you would keep them and protect them as they go to school every day, cutting a path through the neighborhoods, Lord God, on metro buses and metro rails, walking, Lord God, wherever they go, even in cars as they're driving. We pray, God, your divine hedge of protection around them. We thank you, Lord, for this church. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in the life of this ministry. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing a shepherd to serve for 46 years. And, Lord, we still proclaim that the best is yet to come, that your work is not done yet, God, that you've been faithful unto us, and we continue to be faithful unto you. So, God, strengthen us. Give us what we need as a body of believers to believe, Lord God, that while the season may seem like a long season, it may seem like we've endured much, that there is still yet much to do, and you will give us and equip us with what we stand in need of to accomplish your work and your will. We stand on the shoulders of the foreparents of faith, foremothers and forefathers that trusted and believed. And God, we continue to trust and believe. We instill faith in our children and our grandchildren and those around us, God. And the challenges may be many. The trials may be difficult. But, Lord, greater is you that's in us than he that's in this world. So we believe, God, that you have helped and filled our hearts with hope and with love, with peace and with joy to be able to withstand the diverse temptations that we face each and every day. We trust, God, that you will make a way out of no way. And we believe in your power. We thank you, God, because we know that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We know that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We know that if we trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, acknowledge you in all our ways, that you will direct our paths. So that's why we're here. Trusting, believing, hoping, loving, worshiping you, we say thank you. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for the rest of this evening. And keep us forever in your path, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding great joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, now, henceforth, and forever. May the people of God say thank you in Jesus' name.